Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. Today is Confirmation Sunday, and we're thinking about the ways that God calls us as people of faith. We have four youth being confirmed at the 11 o'clock service. You're welcome to stay for part of that service if you'd like a chance to see our new young members. I'm Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor, and along with Pastor Lindsay and our worship leaders, Tom Doan and Bruce Stark, and our choir led by Susan Kimball, and our entire congregation, we are all glad that you are here. Every single person, we're glad that you're here. Whether you're online with us or here in person, if you're new to our church and maybe just checking us out, we actually have a gift for you. It's in the coffee hour space right after worship. You can go up to the wooden, beautiful welcome desk that we have, and they will give you something that has homemade items by people in our congregation. It's a great gift. If you came here today carrying something heavy on your heart, we want you to know that we care about you, and we want to pray with you. So you can take one of those prayer cards that's in the pew rack in front of you, and you can write down your prayer request, and we will definitely be praying with you. You can put that in the offering plate along with the connection card that you found inside of your bulletin. And if there are any children still here, you're welcome to head downstairs if you'd like to, or you're welcome to stay here, but there's wonderful Sunday school going on downstairs. Now, it's a new month, so I suggest you take out those connection cards because they're a new color, right? They're a new color. And so we're going to look at the back just so that you can see that there are all kinds of opportunities listed there, because every month they change those. And you can check the ones that interest you, and when you put your name and so on the front, then we will get you signed up. Now, we also would love to have you sign up to get our newsletter so you see all the opportunities that are out there each week. And if you're not getting our e-newsletter, just write it on the front of your card. I can't see a spot where, you know, where to check, but go ahead and just write send e-news and make sure we have your email address. And every Thursday, you get an email from the church and it tells you everything that's going on. It's very wonderful. And the other thing they do is they send you on Sunday a short little email that has the link so that you can watch online very easily. Now, all of these things are wonderful, but today we have an even better deal for you. During coffee hour time, you can go out there and we're having a mission fair. So that means that you can look into the eyes of the people who are leading and working in so many ministries. And these are people who have felt called by God to get involved in things, and you can talk with them, and you can find out what they're involved in and why they're doing it, and you can see if it's something that kind of clicks with you. Now, finally, are you free on Friday mornings in May? If you are, we have a new book group. It's reading a book called Falling Upwards Don't you like that? Falling Upwards. It's by Richard Rohr, and it's about the surprising ways that we can grow in faith during both halves of our lives. The first half, you know, what is that up to, like 40, 45, let's say 50, what the heck. And the second half, that there is vibrant ministry, vibrant spiritual faith that is calling us in each part of our life. This group's going to be led by Pastor John and Barbara Neese-May. It meets at 9:30. The books are in the library there. You can purchase one there if you would like. So with all of that, I invite you to stand for our opening song, a wonderful song, The Summons. Let's stand together.
Thank you. Scripture lesson this morning is from Luke 5, 1 to 11. And pay attention because it's a long one. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were astounded at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. Oh, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let's be glad in it. I am Lindsay Hall, one of the pastors that serves our congregation, and I'm really glad to be with you in worship today. We're starting a new sermon series called Follow Me. Follow Me, Follow Me. Oh, let's pray as we begin our time together. Loving and gracious God, on this beautiful day that you have created, on this glorious spring day, we give you thanks. There's lots of things that we might be able to be thankful for church community and spaces to gather and worship, maybe for the first time in this space and in this place, or perhaps a church home and a family community that we have called our spiritual place of growth for many, many, many decades. But God, we give you thanks for a time to learn, to grow, to gather, to be encouraged in your word, to hear songs that inspire, to gather and be sent forth in mission and ministry, and to feast at your table. God, as we have heard a scripture story this morning, I pray that you might speak to all of us, that our ears might be open and ready to receive, that our hearts might be open, that our hands might be outreaching, that our eyes and our ears and our senses might be alert to how you might be calling us and what you might be asking of us this day. So God, if we brought a lot in with us today, help us to set it aside for a moment to take away those distractions and help us to focus on you. You, God, who call us your beautiful, beloved children. And Lord, now may you speak to me and through me. We pray these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So as I mentioned, we're starting a new sermon series called Follow Me, Follow Me. And there's all sorts of Bible stories. When you open up scripture, there are all sorts of Bible stories of characters that received callings from God in a variety of ways. And some of these biblical characters quickly dropped whatever they were doing at a moment's notice, and they just came running and answering that beck and call that God had placed upon their hearts. There's other Bible characters that they avoided it, or they ran from it, or they thought, "Me? Maybe you're pointing to the person behind me," and they just kind of, you know, went off pretending like they hadn't heard a call. Other Bible characters didn't quite get it at all, and others just about missed it. I think God calls us in our lives, too, and we can probably find ourselves in the narratives of Scripture relating to different Bible characters. Some of us can sense God working in our lives and maybe respond like that character that says, "Yes, Lord, here am I," and others try to avoid it and slink off the stage, and others completely miss it, and others want to dodge it. And maybe there is a Bible character that you've already connected with right away. I connect with Moses. That story we'll be looking at in the weeks to come. But over the next 5 weeks, we are going to be looking at five different stories, five different characters, and perhaps five different responses when God starts working. And if you're not able to be with us in worship on some of those Sundays, I hope that you're going to tune in online, because there's going to be some good preachers. Bruce Stark will be preaching at the end of the month, and there's going to be some great stories for us to consider, and I hope you'll be listening along and considering what Bible character do you maybe consider somebody you can connect to. So here we are. Here we are. This call, this first one, is a call that sort of interrupts the everyday life. Have you ever gotten a call that interrupted your everyday life? The scene starts, as Tom read for us, the scene starts and Jesus is trying to teach a crowd of people. Now, I'm not sure exactly how many people were in the crowd, but it must have been a fairly good size crowd because they're pressing in on him, the scripture says, so much so that he apparently needs a little bit more space from the lake shore, and he gets this idea to hop in a boat and go out into the water and give himself just a little bit of space. He launches out into the water, and there he begins to preach. There he begins to teach. There he begins, and he's talking, and the crowd is listening from a little bit of a distance. As Jesus wraps up his preaching, teaching moment with the crowd, he asks Simon Peter, he asks him, who had been fishing and was now taking care of his nets and washing them up, he asks Simon and those other fishermen to hop back in that boat and get back to work again. There's no rest for the weary. So Simon Peter and the other fishermen that have already been out all night long doing their best to catch the fish without any luck are listening to this. And yet when Jesus shows up to teach and preach, he suggests lower those nets again. Put it out into deep water. Let down those nets for a catch, says Jesus. And for some reason, maybe Simon Peter was just kind of that good-natured, go-along-with-it type personality, even though he clarifies, hey, Jesus, Master, we worked all night and we haven't caught anything yet, if you say so. There's that little transition. Yet, if you say so, I'll let down my net. And this persistent Jesus meets, apparently in this moment, a very willing Simon Peter. And then what happens next in the story is what's really incredible. The fish start coming in with such force and such abundance that it literally begins to sink the first boat, and the nets start to try to burst open. And so that second boat is called, and more help is needed to take care of all of this huge weight of fish that's being brought in as these fish are just like flying in the boat. It's filled to the brim. The fishermen decide to drop their nets then, and they follow Jesus, learning that they're no longer going to be fishing those things that swim in the sea, but they're going to be fishing for people. You know, it's kind of amazing. Faith asks something of us, doesn't it? Faith isn't passive. Faith as a disciple of Jesus means there are going to be things that are asked of us. As disciples of Jesus, and as we hear in this story, they're first asked to try something again that didn't quite make any sense. And then they're asked to start fishing for people, and all of a sudden, just things are just sort of happening, and what is going on in this story? Being a disciple of Jesus means we're going to live faith, and it's going to ask something of us. Being a disciple of Jesus and living our faith, living our call, means it's going to ask us to trust. It's going to have us try things differently. We're going to have to act, and we're going to have to adjust. So let's think about that first thing. Faith, first, our faith is going to ask us to trust. It's going to ask us to trust. Have you ever watched a circus performance? Have you ever been to a Cirque du Soleil performance? Have you ever seen a circus in person? I love watching a circus in person and have taken the kids when they were younger. I love watching their acrobatic moves, and they're bouncing on balls, and they're swinging, and they're doing all sorts of wonderful flips and performances. I particularly like watching the trapeze artists. You know the ones where they're swinging from one bar, and all of a sudden, they're supposed to go out and release for a moment and trust their partner is going to catch them, and they're going to swing on to the next bar. They're going to go from point A to point B, and there's going to be in a moment in time when they're not holding on to anything, but just reaching out and letting go and trusting that that next bar, that next partner is there to catch them. And for all sorts of reasons, you should not want to let go. You're up high in the air. You're swinging perhaps from your ankles or your knees or your toes, and that does not make sense. We're supposed to be planted on the ground. Gravity even wants to pull us down and be here. But if you've ever watched the trapeze artists, they let go for a moment of time and see what happens next. When Jesus told Simon Peter to put his net out into the water again, it didn't make a lot of sense. Trapeze artists don't make a lot of sense. But Simon Peter had to trust Jesus, and the trapeze artists had to trust that their partners got him. And sure enough, as Simon Peter was trusting Jesus, an incredible catch took place. Trapeze artists have an incredible catch as well. And Simon Peter trusted him, and something incredible happened, and all of a sudden the fish started coming. Our faith asks us to trust. Our calls from God ask us to trust. Are you willing to trust God when God is asking something of you? Second thought. Our faith asks us to try things differently. Anybody like to keep things a little bit of the same? So I'm pretty sure Simon Peter could have given Jesus some excuses, saying, it's not going to work if I do this again. Why would I lower the net? This doesn't make any sense. Sometimes we get into our routines and we say, but we've never done it any other way. Have you ever been in a church meeting and heard, oh, but we've never done it that way. We always do it this way. Have you ever been with your family and planning your next family vacation? Oh, well, we've never done it that way. We always do it this way. Have you ever been planning Thanksgiving or Christmas traditions? Oh, we couldn't change it up. We've never done it differently. We've always done it this way. There's yet times, though, in our life and in our faith when we do need to mix it up and be willing to try something different, try something new, and be ready to be surprised by what God might be doing in and through us. To be a flexible faith, to embrace a flexible faith, to be a flexible people, to be willing to try things differently and expect something miraculous could happen. I know we like our patterns and our predictable nature, and it gets us in little bits of ruts of life, but our faith asks us to do things differently and see what God might do next. In another version of the scripture passage, when Jesus asked them to lower their nets again, Jesus asked them to lower them on the other side of the boat. It's a little different. It's still the same water. It's still the same boat area. But Jesus says in another translation, drop your nets on a different side of the boat. Try it just a little bit different and see what could happen. At night, when those fishermen were out there fishing, they caught nothing. And now, all of a sudden, Jesus, it's daytime, and they're teaching. And Jesus says, well, just try it different. The conditions have just changed up a little bit. Just give it a try. Just something different. See what's going to happen. Are you willing to be like Simon Peter and those fishermen and try something different this week? Are you willing to try on a different call? Are you willing to lean into something that you hadn't quite considered before? Maybe not this week. Okay, maybe this month or in the next 6 months, would you be willing to just try something out? Just step out of the boat just a little bit and discover what God might be doing. Perhaps you need to mix things up. Our faith asks us to try something different from time to time. Third, I think our faith, our call from God, asks us to act, to do something, right? Did you notice in the scripture story, Jesus clearly tells Simon Peter and those fishermen just not to stand there, but to start getting busy and letting their nets down. There was work to be done. There was fish to be caught, and not just out there on the sea, but then they're going to be fishing for people. Our faith, our call asks us to get busy and to do something. There's lots of somethings to do, and you can discover them as you're walking around in the community room after worship. You're going to discover that there are blankets. You're going to discover that there, I don't even want to spoil all the surprises, but shall I? You're going to discover that there's bedding ministries and Gleaners Community Food Bank to get involved in, and Memorial Garden work to be done, and Redbird mission trips and scrap drives to participate in. You're going to discover there's Blanket Sundays and Habitat for Humanity ministries and Mill Pond Manor outreach and Rio Bravo trips. You're going to discover there's things to do at CAST Community Social Services and the Juvenile Lifer Program, and supporting our new missionary connection, and serving at St. Andrew's Breakfast, and working and being a part of the Crop Walk, or serving at Love, Inc., or supporting our prayer shawl knitting ministry, or being part of United Women in Faith. Our faith and our call asks us to act. And there are 16-plus opportunities for you to get up and act today. My last thought I have for us to consider is our faith, our call, asks us to adjust our perspectives, maybe adjust our vision of what we think could be possible. You know, Simon Peter couldn't have imagined when he put his net into the water that it would be such an abundant crop of fish that would come up. He could have never imagined that a second boat would be needed, and those nets that they were just washing moments later are going to now start to kind of burst, says the scripture. But when Jesus got involved and when God starts acting in our lives, we need to consider that the impossible is actually possible. With God, all things are possible. What might God be doing in and through you if you just opened up your heart, opened up your mind to Jesus, and were willing to listen and then act upon that call? What amazing thing might God be wanting to see happening through our community of faith and beyond the walls of the congregation? What God-sized dream might God trying to be realizing through you and through all of us? If we're willing to adjust our perspectives, to step out on faith, to take that next leap, to willing to put our net maybe just on a different side of the boat, what God-sized calling is perhaps God up to next? At the 11 o'clock service today, we are going to be celebrating Confirmation Sunday, where 5 young people have been going throughout their confirmation journey this year. They've been growing in confirmation classes. They've been studying scripture. They've been asking really good questions. They've been learning and growing, and they're going to be leading the 11 o'clock worship service, and they're going to be sharing their personal statements of faith, their personal confirmation creeds. And after you visit the mission fair from 10:30 to 11, and if you're not in a hurry, I'd love to invite you to be back into worship and to hear these young confirmands name and claim that faith for themselves, as well as see one of our young confirmation students be baptized. And I believe fully that God is growing their faith and calling them to something incredible. And you all have had an amazing journey and part of raising them in the faith and nurturing their call and modeling what's possible. So I do hope you will stay. The next 4 weeks, as we consider Follow Me and this invitation from Jesus, I hope that you'll be taking moments every week to go back and visit the scripture that we just talked about. That's your homework assignment. Go back and reread this passage. You're going to have to take your bulletin home with you and reread it throughout this week. And consider how Jesus is asking you to lower your net again and then go fish for people. May God still and wrestle up something in that heart of yours. And may God start moving the waters among us as we seek to follow him. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, you call, and sometimes we are willing to boldly step out on faith, but sometimes we need courage to trust. And sometimes, God, we need courage to try things differently. And sometimes we need courage just to act or to adjust our perspective or our vision. So this week, may you stir up in all of us a deep desire to follow you and to faithfully walk in your way. We pray these things in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Thank you, choir. That was wonderful. All the time. God is good. See, Lindsay said try something different. So I figured we better start now. And actually, you guys did really, really well. As we enter into a time of prayer, I want to call your attention to a couple of prayer quilts on the wall. They're for Cheryl and they're for William. On your way out of the church, please stop at the table, tie a knot, sign the card, and say a prayer. Maybe not all in that order, but figure it out as you go. And let those people know, getting those prayer quilts, that we're surrounding them in the warmth of the quilt and the love of our prayers. Today, Lindsay mentioned that we're going to have some confirmants. The second service is going to be confirmation, but I also want you to think about the confirmants and pray for them as we're praying today. The confirmants are Penelope Ellen Calvin, Oliver William Fick, Riley Kloss, Crew Joseph Simpson, and Jennifer Zhao. So as we pray today, keep those in the back of your mind. Say prayers for them during the week as well. Now let us go to God in an attitude of prayer. Glorious and gracious God, we come before you this morning humble, but anxious and eager to learn all the things you have in store for us at this time. We wait in eager anticipation of all the wonderful things we have coming into our lives through you. We know that through you and the Holy Spirit, our lives are touched as they can be touched by no other, to give us peace, to give us hope, and to give us reassurance that you are there for us, helping us, leading us, guiding us to find a better way. Slow us down, Lord, so that we may open our ears to that small voice that we miss so many times rushing around in our day-to-day lives. We listen for your word that we may share that word with others and be with them in their time of need. We open our eyes that we may see all the wonders of the universe that you created for us, that we may experience all that life has to offer and all that you have to give, especially as we enjoy the season changing. We open our hearts that we may be there for others that are in need of your love and to do your work so that they may feel your love through us and know that you are there. Lord, we ask your blessings on the confirmants as they continue their spiritual journey and hope that they know that as they are your disciples, may they help spread your word and your love to others in their life and help their friends and families become disciples as well. Lord, we ask blessings on all those in need of you at this time, those suffering from physical ailments, mental disorders, financial problems, relationship problems, and those that are just out there looking, seeking, wondering, waiting, not sure what their next step might be, not sure where they are headed, and not sure which way to turn. We want to guide them that the next step they take may be blessed by you into a life full of your blessing. We ask for your blessings on our prayer quilt recipients and pray that they may have the strength and endurance to get through their troubled times ahead. And pray that they know you are there for them from beginning to end. We also ask prayers for the people that need you the most, those that don't know yet that they need you. Help us help them find your way, to know your love, and to know that you are with us every step of the way. To know your love and to know that even when things seem at their worst, we can turn to you and know that you are there. We pray for our leaders, Lord, the world leaders, national, state, local leaders, that the decisions that they make in this world are tempered with your love, guided by your hand and blessed by your word. Help them to see clear so that the decisions that they make today may be the best for all of us. Bless us, Lord, that we may find the best you have in store for us, and that we can turn that around and do the best that we can to honor and praise you, to love those around us as you show love for us. Help us show that same love to others, working together to make this world whole and to honor you as we do. Now, in this time of silent meditation, we ask for your ear to hear our concerns, our thoughts, and ask your blessings on our problems, as well as to hear our praises of you for all the glorious things that you have provided for us in our lives. When the disciples asked Jesus, "How should we pray?" he said, "Pray like this." And now we repeat that prayer he taught the disciples, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." And don't forget, God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it. Okay, we changed the first part, but we're going to keep that one the same. Amen.
We come to the communion table, a place where we can experience God's love and know and experience God's grace, a place where all are invited and all are welcome to receive. In our United Methodist Church, we celebrate an open communion table, so in a moment after the elements are blessed and you're invited to come forward, all are welcome to come to the space of grace. As we gather this morning, we gather and we remember that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he gathered with his disciples in the upper room, and that evening he took bread. And he gave thanks to God for it, he blessed it, and he gave it to the disciples, telling them to eat. "For this is my body, it is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, Jesus then took a cup, and again he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it, and he gave it to the disciples, telling them to drink from this, all of you. "For this is the blood of a new covenant. It's poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you may in remembrance of me." And so, remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving. We offer ourselves as a gift back to God, that we may join in Christ's ministry to the world. And we proclaim that mystery of faith, that Christ has died and Christ has risen,
and Christ will come again. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. As they shared, all are welcome to Christ's table. Whether you're a visitor or a lifelong member, whether this is the first time you've been a part of a church community, or if you've been going since the day that you were born, all are welcome to receive this bread of life and this cup of grace. At our congregation, we do this by inviting you to come forward. The ushers will dismiss you to come forward. You'll come forward by these side-angled aisles serving from the front to the back. There will be three serving stations. two serving stations here on these angled aisles and one serving station in the middle that has the gluten-free elements, and all of it is also grape juice. As you come forward, dismissed by the ushers, you'll receive a small piece of bread and a small communion cup. Go ahead and eat the bread and drink the juice. And then when you make your way to your seat, returning through the center aisle, gently place your used communion cup in the baskets. They're glass, so please do be gentle. All are welcome. Won't you please come forward as you're dismissed by the ushers?
Now, as we come to our time of offering, I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward. And as they're coming, I invite you to consider, is there something that God is calling you to be thinking about today? Certainly, our financial gifts are one way to follow Jesus. But Jesus called people to follow him in a whole variety of ways, calling them to see the world, to see the needs, calling us to offer words of encouragement, calling us to turn away from sinful choices and turn towards loving our neighbors. Could it be that God is calling you in fresh ways today?
Lord Jesus, we seek to follow you in all that we do, in our personal lives, in our work, and in our finances. Help us to be good stewards of our resources and bless the offerings we bring today. Amen.
Thank you.
As we leave this time of worship, please take a moment to visit the mission fair and consider what you might like to get involved in. And may you go forth with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Jesus always with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit helping you to follow wherever God may be calling. Go forth in God's grace this day. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.